Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. The state legislative session is supposed to be ending this week, but there are still some big questions unanswered. Here's Mike Manns.
The Kansas legislature set to end their regular session this Friday. Still no final decisions have been made on school funding. Remember, the state Supreme Court has ruled that the block grant system that lawmakers used this year to fund public schools was not equitable, and the justices gave lawmakers until the 30th of June to fix the problem, or they threatened to close schools. A bill redistributing $38 million of education funding to poorer school districts would hike aid to 100 districts, but reduce it for 186 districts. That bill has been sent back to committee for further study.
State legislators trying to get out on time after a 90-day session this year. Last year's session went over 100 days and was the longest ever. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Somewhat in knots over this trendy new hairstyle called a man bun. I mean, what's next? The he hive? Well, Motel 6 recently got a new updo of sorts, too, with renovations nationwide. And even with our fresh modern look, you'll still find rooms at the lowest price of any national chain. So you can save up enough money to get yourself a haircut or maybe a hat. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book direct at Motel6.com.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Kansas Senate has approved a GOP school funding bill that would avoid an increase in state spending while trying to meet a state Supreme Court order to help poor school districts. The vote was 32-5. The measure goes next to the House. GOP leaders hoping to take a vote on it this week. Some people have left their homes because of a grass fire in Harvey County. Sheriff's office says one home has been destroyed. Several small buildings have been damaged. No injuries are reported. The fire is separate from one that has burned more than 600 square miles in Kansas and Oklahoma. A slightly larger than life bronze statue of Dr. James Naismith has found a home on the University of Kansas's Lawrence campus. The sculpture depicting the creator of basketball seated with a ball on his knee was installed Wednesday outside the DeBruce Center. Scheduled to open this spring, that's the site that will house Naismith's original Rules of Basketball from 1892. And a Kansas City, Kansas man admits he fatally shot a man who answered an online sex ad. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A Nebraska property tax bill championed by Governor Ricketts has headed to the full legislature for debate. Members of the Revenue Committee voted 7-0 to advance the measure, even though some senators continue to have reservations. Farm and ranch landowners could receive a larger credit to offset some of their local property taxes, while the amount available for commercial and residential property owners would remain the same. A 28-year-old Lincoln woman has been charged in the connection with the drowning death of her stepson. Lincoln police have charged Jacqueline Cooley with felony child abuse and the January death of her 2-year-old stepson, Jace Queen. An investigation revealed that Cooley found her stepson face down in a bathtub filled with about 10 inches of water. Nebraska Speaker of the Legislature Galen Hadley is condemning State Senator Ernie Chambers for a reference he made to gun violence. Chambers made the comments during a debate over a bill to ban job discrimination based on sexual orientation. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Tech Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. QSD 108, Washington County School Board voted unanimously to hire Denise O'Day of Wamego as superintendent for the upcoming school year. A native of Barnes, she graduated from Lynn High School and taught at Kinsley and Marysville and served as superintendent at Wellsville over 12 years and most recently at Wamego the past 5 years. Nemahal Valley Community Hospital has announced hiring Kylie Floyd as hospital administrator effective June 30th, upon retirement of Stan Regier, who is retiring. Floyd has served as administrator, CEO of the Osborne County Memorial Hospital the past 15 years. A Hanover man, Hal Swartz, was arrested last Thursday on a Washington County warrant for possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute, cultivation of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, no tax stamp, in connection with a search warrant issued for his residence earlier. Bond was set at $50,000. Bond was set at $5,000 for a Wymore woman, Debbie L. Milligan, age 41, who was arrested Saturday evening in Wymore on drug charges after she was stopped for a headlight on her vehicle, which was out. Marysville Kiwanis will host the annual Easter egg hunt Saturday at 1 in the Marysville City Park, open to youngsters ages 2 through 12. A free movie will show at the Astro 3 Theater Saturday at 2 and again at 4:30, showing Hop and Batman vs. Superman. In addition, Home City will host an Easter egg hunt Saturday at 10, Axtell at 11:30, Beatty at 12:30, Summerfield and Frankfort Saturday at 1, Waterville at 2, and Blue Rapids at 3 p.m. Easter egg hunts are planned in Washington County communities on Saturday, in Barnes, Greenleaf, Morroville, and Palmer beginning at 10 a.m. Activities at Centennial Homestead in Washington begin at 11 with an Easter egg hunt at 1. Easter egg hunts Saturday at 1 o'clock in Hanover and in Lynn, and at 2 o'clock in Haddam. Washington County Farm Bureau will host a legislative forum Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m. at Mayberry's in Washington. Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Sharon Swartz will be on hand. Public is welcome at 9 a.m. Saturday at Mayberry's in Washington. Dorothy H. Vathauer, age 100, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday 2 until 8. Family will see friends Sunday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Vathauer. Robert Karras, age 83, of Pawnee County, passed away March 3rd. A celebration of life service is planned Monday, March 28th, 2 p.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Query Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Robert Karras.
Reynolds Wren Otto Schultz, age 67, of Randolph, passed away on Wednesday. Memorial service is planned Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Sweet Creek Church, Randolph. Terry Christie Funeral Home Waterville in charge of arrangements for Wren Schultz.
The Spectrum Art Show is the exhibition at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art throughout the month of March. Enjoy a variety of art created by students from Highland Community College, photography, graphic design, pottery, paintings, and more. The Art Center is open on Thursdays from 1 to 4, Saturdays from 10 to 4, and Sundays from 1 to 4. The Marshall County Arts Cooperative is proud to sponsor this exhibition. The Arts Cooperative will host its annual fundraiser, Palette and Palette, at the Art Center on April 2nd. To purchase tickets, contact Deb Landahl at 562-8768.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we have another low-pressure system sweeping across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring us some rain showers as we head into tonight and into the first part of the weekend. And it looks like on the backside of the system, a little bit cooler temperatures and a slight chance of rain and snow as we head into Sunday. But it does look like early parts of next week will warm back up and we'll see mostly sunny skies. So looking at the forecast in a bit more detail, throughout the rest of this Friday, blend of clouds and sun, high in the lower 60s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers, low at 38. Winds will be from the southeast between 10 and 15. For the weekend on Saturday, cloudy skies, chance of rain, cooler at 51.
Tomorrow night, a slight chance of rain and snow with a low near 29. Sunday, slight chance of rain and snow, temperatures at 53 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Clear skies, frosty around the edges this morning. It's 29 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the southeast. Barometer 29.93 inches. Relative humidity at 75%. Average high temperature late March, 59. The average low, 36. Sunset this evening at 7:40. Sunrise in the morning, 7:17. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Good Friday, the 25th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Making headlines 40 years ago in 1976, our nation celebrates its bicentennial. Jimmy Carter is elected president. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest wins the Academy Award for Best Picture. And Hill Home Furnishings opens in Beatrice, Nebraska. Now celebrating their big 40th anniversary sale. You can save big on these and other in-store specials, like an oak 57-inch desk for $775, a Lazy Boy Big Man's Recliner for $588, or a Broyhill sofa for $699. Stop in to say happy anniversary to Jim Hill and his staff at Hill Home Furnishings on North 5th Street in Beatrice.
Frankfurt residents are urged to conserve water and boil any water for consumption. A water emergency has been declared in the Frankfurt community after four water main breaks on Thursday. Again, Frankfurt residents are asked to conserve water resources and boil any water for consumption until further notice in Frankfurt. Kansas Jayhawks advancing to the Elite Eight. Tip-off around 8:45 again Saturday evening.
Klein Realty and Auction announces a farm machinery auction on Saturday at 11:30. Scott and Shannon Strothman are selling good Case IH farm equipment. A 2006 Case IH tractor with just a little over 3,200 hours. A 2009 Case IH combine that's always been shedded in good shape. A 2009 Case IH Flex Draper Head, as well as a 2009 Case IH 8-row 30-inch corn head with poly snouts. A 2010 header trailer, as well as a 2010 J&M Manufacturing grain cart with corner uploading auger. The auction takes place this Saturday starting at 11:30 near Goff, Kansas at 414 State Highway 62. Selling the farm machinery of Scott and Shannon Strothman. For more information, contact Klein Realty and Auction.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Riding the coattails of the GMO labeling debate, the American Grass-Fed Association leading an effort seeking updated guidance for grass-fed labeling from USDA. Joining the association, the Consumer Federation of America and the National Farmers Union. These groups are asking the guidance at a minimum to require the producers comply with grass-fed labeling standards set by USDA's Ag Marketing Service in 2006, but were revoked in January. Revoking the standards has led to confusion in the marketplace. In a letter to USDA, the groups urged the federal agency to provide clear direction and resist calls to cheapen grass-fed labeling claims. When it withdrew the standards, AMS had determined it did not have the authority to define the terms of grass-fed. It says that responsibility lies with USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The letter was signed by the Center for Rural Affairs, Consumer Reports, the Crop Cooperative Organic Valley, Food Animal Concerns Trust, National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, and the Western Organization of Resource Councils. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and other U.S. lawmakers pushing for USDA to have a formal role in considering ChemChina's planned takeover of Syngenta. Grassley, a top ag senator, says the $43 billion takeover could pose risks to the security of America's food supply. Further, USDA has previously voiced concerns over the deal for Syngenta, which is the top U.S. supplier of pesticides, soybean seed, as well as corn. Grassley told the Wall Street Journal a bipartisan group of senators would seek a formal role for USDA as the Treasury-led Committee on Foreign Investments in the U.S. carries out national security review of any proposed deals. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. This is Good Friday. The markets are closed today in honor of the Good Friday holiday. We'll be back in business as usual on Monday, but no ag market activity on Good Friday. Ann Efland is a USDA history expert, and she explains to us that there are some ancient connections between farming and some of our spring and Easter traditions.
Besides being a Christian holiday that celebrates the resurrection of Christ, it actually is overlaid on a long pre-Christian tradition of celebrating spring and the renewal of life, and that, of course, is associated with agriculture when you start planting and begin the new cycle of growing and harvesting. So that's a natural connection between spring and Easter and agriculture. And the early Christians adopted that. They often adopted already standing holiday celebrations as a means of conversion. And so the celebration of the Christian holiday fell at about the same time. And so they adopted that very widespread celebration.
Hope you have a wonderful Easter weekend. Well, the labeling issues continue riding the coattails of the GMO labeling debate. The American Grass-Fed Association is leading an effort seeking updated guidance for grass-fed labeling from the USDA. Joining the association is the Consumer Federation of America and the National Farmers Union. The groups are asking the guidance at a minimum to require that producers comply with grass-fed label standards set by the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service in 2006, but revoked in January. Meeting place reports revoking the standards has led to confusion in the marketplace. In a letter to the USDA, groups urge the federal agency to provide clear direction and resist calls to cheapen grass-fed labeling claims. Ag news from Mid-America Ag Network.
Okay, this is the time, and your Ford dealer is definitely the place. Why? Because this is Ford Truck Month, people, where you can save big time on Ford F-Series, the number one selling trucks in America for 39 years straight. How does that keep happening, you ask? Because of trucks like Ford F-150 with game-changing innovation. Like a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, making it up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Yeah, and it doesn't stop there, pal. F-150 is also the winner of a 2016 Kelley Blue Book 5-Year Cost-to-Own Award. Take a bow. And if you're looking for a beast, look no further than Ford Super Duty, delivering best-in-class standard horsepower and torque. This is the time, and this is Ford Truck Month.
F-150 KBB 2016 model year vehicle's projected cost to own for the initial 5-year ownership period is based on the average Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data, which considers depreciation and costs such as fuel and insurance. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Super Duty classes, full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Well, the consumer has spoken, and Cargill says it is listening. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
Cargill has announced that it is eliminating 20% of shared class antibiotics, those that are deemed important for human medicine and farm animals. And it's doing so in 4 feed yards in Texas, Kansas, and Colorado, and 4 other feed yards operated by Friona Industries, which is a business partner that supplies Cargill with cattle. Total number of cattle involved, about 1.2 million head. So why this change? Well, part of it is the consumer has spoken. Part of the consumer research that Cargill did, it says we learned that we need to be more transparent about practices such as use of antibiotics. John Keating, who's president of Cargill's Wichita-based beef business, says we will use our newly created webpage, CargillFreshMeat.com, to communicate our beef antibiotic policy, in addition to any newsworthy milestones that have the potential to further reduce antibiotic use in beef cattle. He says scientific research and yet-to-be-discovered innovative technologies could certainly help us further reduce or eliminate the need for antibiotics in the beef supply chain. But, he says, we have an obligation to ensure that sick animals do not suffer and that we prevent them from becoming ill, and we will use ongoing research efforts as the basis for any future additional reductions in antibiotic use. Keating says we've listened to consumers and our customers, and we've taken this first step, and we believe there are more steps coming in the not-too-distant future. Cargill will also increase the Beef Quality Assurance certified feed yards that supply its cattle to 90% by the year 2018, becoming the first major beef processor to establish such a target. The Beef Quality Assurance is a stewardship certification program created by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. It includes training for cattle producers in best practices. Cargill is also working with the Canadian beef industry to create a similar program. And Cargill added that it is collaborating with cattle ranchers, researchers, universities, and allied partners to identify production practices and viable alternatives that could result in further reduction in the use of medicines for food animal productions. Now, it already did this in the turkey business, which was done in time for the 2015 holiday turkey season, and will now be expanded into the cattle business. It's worth noting that Cargill does offer customers antibiotic-free beef options through an affiliation with a business partner that markets branded products. But for the most part, antibiotics will still be used on its feedlot cattle, just not as much as before. Back after this.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with hybrid vigor and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 28 head of yearling to two-year-olds available for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature calving ease and are ripe for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. Cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. We did dip below the freezing mark, some frost overnight, 29 degrees in Marysville. Highs approach 60 today, partly cloudy skies, seasonal highs into the Easter weekend. Frankfort residents reminded of a water advisory. They had four water main breaks and some pump issues on Thursday until further notice. Water conservation is urged in the Frankfort community, and you're asked to boil any water for consumption.
This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. Perry Ellis scored 27 points. Wayne Seldon Jr. added 19, and top-seeded Kansas topped number 5 Maryland for a 79-63 NCAA Tournament South Region semifinal victory last night. The win put the Jayhawks back into the Elite Eight for the first time since 2012. It took time for the Jayhawks to get going, but once they finally seized the lead late in the first half, everything else fell into place for their 17th straight victory. They emerged from the break to make their first six shots and steadily took control behind senior forward Ellis, who made 10 of 17 from the field. Seldon was right there with 7 of 16 shooting to help Kansas earn a berth in Saturday's regional final against Villanova. The game will be Saturday at 7:49 p.m. at the Yum Center in Louisville. The game can be seen on CBS. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you're in the oil and gas industry, you feel the effects of low oil and natural gas prices. However, prices are not your only barrier. That's why it's imperative that your membership continues with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry.
Yes, my name is Craig Pangburn, and I'm the president of TNC Manufacturing and Operating Inc. here in Great Bend, Kansas. Our business is actually 19 years old, and we've been a member for 19 years. They are the voice for everybody. We're not just here at the state level, but also at the federal level.
It's vital that Kansas oil and gas producers have a strong voice in Topeka and Washington at all times on every issue critical to your success. The challenges facing the industry continues to grow in numbers and complexity.
Your membership helps you be an important part of Cuyahoga's voice and allows you to receive information that keeps you competitive and current on industry issues and trends. Help make a difference. Become or stay a Cuyahoga member today. Get details in your application at Cuyahoga.org.
In NBA action, Brooke Lopez scored 22 points and the Brooklyn Nets blew right by LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the fourth quarter, 104-95. Cleveland leads Toronto by two games in the race for the best record in the East. Miles Turner scored 24 points and had a career-high 16 rebounds on his 20th birthday. It was the Indiana Pacers 92-84 over the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pacers have won two straight but lost Paul George in the third quarter with a bruised right leg. J.J. Redick canned a 21-foot buzzer beater to lift the Los Angeles Clippers to a 96-94 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers. Chris Paul and Jamal Crawford each scored 25 points for the Clippers. Kevin Durant had 20 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds to help Oklahoma Thunder beat the Utah Jazz 113-91 for their sixth straight victory. I'm Stephanie Austin.